Finally, this note from Florida, which, as we said, was the battleground of the 2000 presidential election. NPR's Philip Davis reports on allegations of recent improprieties by Republican Party operatives.
On June 29th, nearly 200 immigrants gathered in a ballroom at the University of Northern Florida to take the oath of citizenship. They hugged, kissed, took pictures, and then officials invited them to partake of their new rights as U.S. citizens by registering to vote. Jacksonville resident Linda Cross was there to see her husband, Dario, finally become a citizen. But when they walked over to pick up the voter registration forms, she noticed something.
On the line where it says, "What political party do you choose?" it was already marked with blue ink on Republican.
Though Cross herself is a Republican, her husband wanted to register as a Democrat. So she went over to the registration table and asked for another form.
The gist of it was that all of the forms were pre-marked Republican. And so the people that were coming out, new citizens and just got their citizenship, and were picking up forms that had already been marked Republican. So we started trying to let people know that you have the right to choose your own political party.
Normally, get-out-the-vote drives are nonpartisan, but somehow local Republicans were working the booth that day. Mike Hightower, the chairman of the Duval County Republican Party, was unavailable for comment. According to outraged Democrats who checked, out of 36 registration forms turned into the County Elections Bureau that day, 23 showed evidence of being pre-marked. In Florida, it's a third-degree felony to alter a voter registration form without that voter's consent. The incident has not only upset Jacksonville Democrats, but federal officials as well. John Schiwery is chief of staff for the Florida Office of the U.S. Bureau of Citizenship and Immigration Services.
We cannot allow our ceremonies to be used for any purposes other than for what the day marks, and the day marks the day that somebody becomes a U.S. citizen.
Schiwery says, to his knowledge, this is the first time something like this has happened, and to make sure it doesn't happen again, the next naturalization ceremony will likely be held in a federal facility to prevent the ceremonies from being used for anything other than welcoming new citizens to the United States. Philip Davis, NPR News.